best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Man, who's ready to pass out in Memorial Stadium this year?
All right, that's not.
Mizzou football fans can now continue that tailgating experience inside the stadium. On Friday, the university announced that they will sell beer and wine in Memorial Stadium during football games. Now, if you remember, earlier this year, the SEC changed the rule, saying it was up to the schools now on if they wanted to sell alcoholic beverages. And
yes,
fans will now be allowed to buy two drinks at a time through the end of the third quarter of the football game. Because they wanted to put limits, so you couldn't just go up and give me six.
Right, right.
Give me 10.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you can only buy two at a time.
Sure.
And they will stop selling alcohol at the end of the third quarter. Mizzou Athletic Director Jim Sterk sent a statement as part of this move. Fans can also expect an increase in game day messaging and education with regard to responsible consumption and sober driving. Oh, because that works.
Okay, well, come on. All right.
It's the thought that counts.
Oh, boy. Maybe it will. Maybe somebody will think about it and go, no, I shouldn't. No, I shouldn't have one more.
It's the thought that counts.
Hopefully.
That's sweet.
All right.
Mizzou's the fourth school to announce the sale of alcohol. Arkansas, LSU, and Texas A&M all announced the addition of beer and wine earlier this summer. So you, too, can get blackout drunk now at Mizzou's first home game versus West Virginia on September 7th. Now, the hypocrisy of all this cracks me up, because within the city limits, the city of Columbia, we have the University of Missouri.
Yes.
And if you remember, not even 2 weeks ago, I was at a city hall meeting because city hall wanted to handcuff bar owners on the amount of money they could charge per drink because they were worried about excess people with their consumption, too much alcohol consumption. And it came from a study from the University of Missouri! So it's fine for the university to make money on consumption,
right,
but it's not okay for businesses in downtown Columbia.
It's ridiculous.
Is it just me, or does that sound a bit hypocritical?
Yeah, it's a bit hypocritical. It's a bit weird.
I'm staring at you, City of Columbia.
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I like the idea that I'll be able to now buy a beer at Memorial Stadium.
I
think this is, I'm really excited about this opportunity to be able to do that.
And don't get me wrong, man, I'm a party boy. I got my Tiger Stripe thong undies on. Go Tigers.
No, that's
M-I-Z on one cheek, Z-O-U on the other.
That's disgusting.
I'm ready to roll. I just like to point out the hypocrisy and the nonsense of city government, which we're in the middle of.
Yes. That just happened. Yeah. So please drink responsibly.
The only bad thing about this, the real downfall, is that Mizzou will not be selling any claws, man.
They white claws?
Hard seltzers.
Yeah, no.
It's only beer and wine.
They're not going to have white claws.
I'm out!
That's a lie, too. That's not going to stop you at all. Come on.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
The job of an actor is to pretend they're not an actor.
Medicine is just poison that kills the right stuff.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
Oh, the city of Huntington, West Virginia messed up royally. Screwed up bad. They were trying to remove a tree off a street because it had died and became a hazard. Well, the street workers, the crew, wasn't paying very much attention and cut the tree down, and it fell on a student's car.
Oh!
No, I mean, no one was hurt, but the car is demolished. It's gone.
Yikes.
Squashed. The reason I bring this up is because there was one local man by the name of Billy Tatum that witnessed the act and gave possibly the greatest 30-second interview of all time.
It sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. It was, I hate to say it, it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, what guy doesn't like, destruction? Yeah, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
And she can't get to school now.
Why he drew that out at the end, I do not know, but I loved every drawn-out second.
That's how they teach it in West Virginia, apparently.
There's nothing better than that slow, twangy, hillbilly accent.
You know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now.
She can't get to school now. Now, all I want Billy to do, I wish I had the money, because I would hire him just to narrate my life when things were going bad.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it'd make me feel better. I wouldn't be able to help but laugh. I severely burned my tongue this morning on some scalding hot tea water because I'm fighting a cold and my throat hurts. So my whole life is just a booger bubble right now. And could you imagine him going, and Shags burned his mouth on some tea. What's he gonna do now?
Right, yeah. And he gotta talk for the rest of the morning.
That's the reason we go to the demolition derby, is for those hot teas. I could live my life with that guy narrating everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to just move to West Virginia so I can be surrounded by damn sales.
That's it, absolutely.
I hate to say it, it was kind of cool.
Oh, Billy! Billy, you are my hero, sir.
Never change.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A local assembly meeting in Kenya was temporarily suspended due to a smelly fart, or as we call it in America politics, a congressional debate.
Oh.
A real stinker.
All right. Two pilots were arrested for being drunk before flying to Newark. In their defense, they were flying to Newark. You need a couple drinks before you go to that place.
And finally, Dora the Explorer movie debuted in fourth place over the weekend, and now I'm wishing I would have went and seen Dora instead of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
I honestly can't think of a better way to start any morning than talking about Nicolas Cage.
Oh my gosh.
Or as I know him, Nick Cage.
That's sort of everyone else. That's what he goes by.
Now, there's an interview in the New York Times that's a must read because we found out that National Treasure is pretty much based on his life.
No, okay, come on. That's not entirely accurate.
It's a documentary.
No, it's not.
Based on true events.
No.
So, did you know that he's been searching for the Holy Grail?
I did not know this. Which is, it's very peculiar. Like, part of me is really surprised and like, really? And then the other part of me is like, it's Nick Cage. Of course he is.
It's amazing.
Of course he would be.
And he kind of describes it as this. This was what, in the interview, he's quoted saying, one thing would lead to another. It's like when you build a library, you read a book and in it there's a reference to another book and then you buy that book and then you attach the references. So for me, it was all about, where's the grail? Was it here? Was it there? Is it at Glastonbury? Does it exist? He continued, legend had it that in the chalice well was a grail chalice, or two croutes, rather, one of blood and one of sweat. But that led to there being talk that people had come to Rhode Island and they were looking for something as well.
Rhode Island?
So would it surprise you that Nick Cage bought property in Rhode Island?
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Yeah, it shouldn't, because of course he did.
Because he thinks the Holy Grail
possibly
is in Rhode Island.
He says, I don't know if I'm going to say that's why I bought the Rhode Island property, but I will say that is why I went to Rhode Island, and I happened to find the place beautiful. But yes, this had put me on a search around different areas, mostly in England, but also some places in the States. What I ultimately found is, what is the grail but Earth itself?
Who does he think? Does he think he's Indiana Jones or something?
How dare you? Indiana Jones couldn't hold Nick Cage's whip.
Oh, come on.
Indiana Jones couldn't hold Nick Cage's man sack.
Don't say it like that.
Satchel probably is better.
Say satchel.
Indiana Jones couldn't hold Nick Cage's satchel.
That's better. Yeah, the other one sounded really bad.
I don't know. I kind of like man sack better.
No, you don't.
Indiana Jones couldn't even touch Nick Cage's man sack.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that doesn't sound good. You should really think about that before you say it again.
I'm telling you, Nick Cage is the man. This is a legend.
Your man
crush. He is on the search for the grail. He probably was the only thing that could have saved Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. We already had Kurt Russell.
No, come on.
Throw Nick Cage in there. Then you got a good one, QT.
No, that's not. That's
good
not.
Luck on your search, Nick Cage. Wow. If you need any help, you got my number.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
There could be a miracle drug that cures every disease known to man, but we'll never know about it because it doesn't work on rats.
People with peanut allergies could request to eat peanuts as their last meal if they were on death row and wanted to go out on their own terms.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
I finally found another reason to have a kid. So there's two. The first one's child labor, chores around the house.
Yes, that's
only
not
reason
a good,
to have a
no,
kid.
No, that's not.
The second one is to make money. You can charge people to go to their birthday parties.
What?
That a mom is charging $82 a person to attend her kid's birthday party.
Charging the kid's friends to attend the kid's birthday party.
So this mom's throwing a 14th birthday party for her son at a go-kart track. Sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's legit. That's good.
And now she's charging everyone $82 to attend. That includes $59 for the carts, $23 for transportation. That's 80 miles round trip to and from the track. And she's making them bring their own lunch so she doesn't have to buy lunch for any of the party goers.
That's a... I mean, I can understand, right, having a, you know, to throw a cool birthday party for your kid and being on a budget and maybe everybody kind of paying their own way on it. Okay, fine, but that still seems really high.
Well, one mom thought the same thing, and she was quoted saying, no way would go-karting and transportation for 30 teens cost over $2,400.
Yeah, see that, yeah.
So I like this mom's style, that she's trying to cash in and make a buck or two on our kid's birthday party.
All right, that's...
It never even dawned on me that having a child, you could put them to work not only around the house, but also just cash in on their birthdays, man.
No, that's not okay. That's not a
The Shags is very strong in this mom.
No.
I respect her on this.
You don't feel kind of icky about that idea? Of
what?
Us like just a little gross about like, oh, yeah, it's Timmy's birthday. This is great. Hang on, honey. What if we charged all of his friends a really high price?
I'm babysitting 30 teenagers at a go-kart track. $2,400 isn't enough.
I don't know. I mean, well, then maybe you don't invite all 30. Maybe you invite, you know, something a bit more
so
manageable.
You can be a bad parent?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
So he can't have all his friends there?
Right, right. Because I'm sure he has 30 friends and all
that. Why not
come.
Just charge the parents? The kids aren't going to pay that.
Wow.
Make the parents pay.
Good.
Well, since I don't have kids... What if I steal this idea and I just charge people to come to my wedding?
No,
that way,
wait,
my wedding gets paid for, possibly even the honeymoon, depending on how much I charge.
Oh my gosh.
You don't think that people would pay to come to my wedding reception?
You would charge
there
people.
There are people listening right now that are raising their hands going, Shags, I would pay $5. I would pay $10.
But you would charge.
I would pay to come in, see the band, party with you on your reception.
You would charge your family and your friend. You would charge your mother to go to her son's wedding?
I'm not a monster. She'd get a family rate.
That's not, no, that's not bad.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Lucky Charms is now selling bags of just marshmallows. And they also added a new shape. In addition to the pink hearts, blue moons, yellow stars, and green clovers, they've added a beige insulin pump.
Oh my. Okay. Yesterday was National Middle Child Day in honor of middle children everywhere. It was ignored.
Looking at you, Noah.
All right.
A venomous snake escaped the Bronx Zoo. If you see the snake, approach with caution. It rattles easily.
Oh.
Dad joke.
That was it. Yep.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
There is a new texting scam going around, and it starts with a picture of boobs.
What?
Some people have all the scamming luck.
No, you don't. You want to be scammed? Like, you actually want that to happen to you?
Well, I mean, they try to scam me every day, all day. Might as well get a picture of boobs out of it.
Oh, my gosh. All
so
right.
What happens is you get a text from a random number who tries to flirt with you, and then we'll send you a picture of boobs to try to hook you.
Oh, try to get you in the scam.
And then the texter will respond by sending an invitation. So you'll get the picture of what you think is a young lady holding her shirt up with her teeth, exposing her breasts in a bra.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're into it, they'll send, hey, let's chat some more, and send you a link. And it's to like do a cam site.
Oh, okay.
And that's where the real spamming starts.
That's where they'll get
you. If you know what I mean. So basically, it's a mix between a scam and a marketing scheme that's apparently designed to drive the texter or the textee to a particular channel on a camming site.
Yeah.
So authorities like the FCC are trying to tell you to avoid these scams. Just don't answer or don't communicate with unfamiliar numbers.
That makes sense. Absolutely.
And I just can't get over how lucky some people are to get boob scammed. I get calls every day from the so-called IRS telling me I owe them money. That's a scam. Or how about these credit cards I opened up and didn't pay for that they want me to make a payment on? Scam!
Okay, well, that's not a scam. That's just you needing to pay your credit card bill. That's
a number different. I don't recognize. Okay, I'm following what the FCC's telling me.
Yes, apparently
I got these bills to pay. Yeah, right. Nice try, scam.
Right. Could you imagine, though, if you got this picture, this scam was sent to you as you're just watching TV with your significant other, and then just all of a sudden your wife looks over to see a woman and her boobs on your phone. Like, that probably wouldn't be a great conversation that you'd
have
to have.
Would it?
No.
Because now you could get a text of boobs, and it may not be a scam. It may just be you being a pervert.
No,
and now
you can
play it off as a scam.
No, that's not okay. That's not right either.
Honey.
That's...
No, this is not Karen from work.
That's okay.
This is, didn't you listen to the morning shag? It's a scam.
No,
it's a scam.
All right, to avoid that, we actually, Shags has done his due diligence, if you will, by putting the picture up on our Facebook page, KSUMQ Morning Shag, so that if you see this picture of this woman and her breasts, you know that you're being scammed.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
Right. It has nothing else.
Nothing to do with posting pictures of boobs on social media.
It's not that.
Because it's a great way to start your day and it's a good way to stay in shape. No. It's because I am here to help.
Right.
As a random family
that
guy reference.
You see these things. Just want to be careful there. You know you're being scammed. Don't fall for it.
Some guys just get all the luck.
Yeah, that's it.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
As soon as you start having kids, you have to go back to asking your parents if you can go out.
It's actually more environmentally friendly to pick your nose and flick it instead of using a tissue.
Come on, man.
Mother Nature.
Gross. Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
Why do you hate our planet?
Oh my gosh.
Are you someone who constantly worries about everything? Well, this study might actually change your perspective on life. I'm being serious.
Yeah?
Now, researchers at Penn State University want to figure out how much of the stuff we worry about is actually worth worrying about.
Okay.
So they sat down and they asked people with a generalized anxiety disorder to keep a journal of everything they worried about for 10 days. And then after 3 weeks, they checked on how many of those worries actually came true. The result? 91.4% of the stuff people worried about did not come true.
All that worry for nothing.
Only 8.6% did. In other words, less than 1 in 10 things you worry about is probably worth worrying about.
Now, okay, but at the same time, let's consider this. Did they not come true because the subjects were worrying about them? And because they were worrying about them, they were focusing on them, making it to where it wouldn't actually come true, whatever it is they were worrying about.
Well, here's something even more crazy. There's more. The most common percentage of worries that came true for people in the study was actually 0%.
Oh.
So while some people in the study did have worries come true, a lot of them didn't have one single bad thing actually happen. You're worrying for nothing. Nothing.
Of course. And what sucks too is like, there are people who can hear that and that still won't change anything, right? Like, they're going to worry about things. They know they don't necessarily need to worry about things. It's just their brains. Like, it's our brains can somehow just make us worry about things that we really don't need to worry about. There's no logical reason to worry about
that. And it's silly that we're sitting here spending all this energy, and a lot of it is negativity, weighing us down each day, day in and day out, of little things about, oh, my job, or oh, my kids, or my relationship, when you should be worrying about things like the water wars
that are coming up,
and the apocalypse,
right,
and the end of the world, and the lizard people running our government.
Those are the things you should be worried about.
What the? Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A survey found that lost luggage, not having internet, and food poisoning top the list of vacation disasters. And did you know that you can get the hat trick of vacation disasters just by flying Spirit Airlines?
Oh my.
They'll cover all three for you.
Don't. Okay. Former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow turns 32 today. Tebow tried to throw a party, but it got intercepted.
And finally, a Florida man was arrested for driving a golf cart through a Walmart. Man, I thought my golf game sucked.
That ball really cut. Yeah.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Ozzy Osbourne has led a life full of substances. Now, as his approach is 71 years old, a new book has come out that speculates the Black Sabbath frontman may be, in fact, a genetic mutant. The book, Please to Meet Me, Genes, Germs, and the Curious Forces That Make Us Who We Are, written by our good friend of the show, Billy Sullivan.
He has no idea who we are.
Old BS, man.
Old BS.
Billy Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bill. Yeah. Oh, you mean Bill.
Yeah,
sure.
BS.
Oh,
we know BS.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, William.
We know BS really well.
Yeah.
He's a genetic researcher from Indiana University. And he looked at a study by Genome, a research company who studied Ozzy back in 2010. The study was undertaken because they wanted to work out how Ozzy had managed to live for so long despite his alleged excessive consumption of substances. Do we need the alleged in there? Of all people, I think it's pretty well documented.
Yeah, I mean,
that Ozzy really enjoyed drugs and really enjoyed the smell of cocaine.
Okay, all right. That's, come on, man.
He'll say it himself.
He will. That's true. Yeah, I don't know if we necessarily need the alleged in that case.
Now, the biologist, our good friend BS, Billy Sullivan, has worked out how Ozzy has maintained such a high tolerance to these drugs that he's been putting Ozzy's survival down to his genes, saying Ozzy is indeed a genetic mutant, that apparently he has genetic variations and mutations that have granted him the ability to live the lifestyle he did, that he has higher tolerance, that the amount of drugs would kill a normal person probably, or the normal person would be dead by now, but Ozzy is an X-Men with superhero powers to do illegal drugs.
So if Ozzy was an X-Men, his mutant power would be drug resistance, like,
totally.
Just being able to
take
on.
They would go in to fight Magneto.
Right.
And they'd be like, oh no, this room has drugs! And Ozzy would come swooping in going, don't worry, gobble, gobble, gobble.
Oh my gosh, all right.
Snort, 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 gobble, gobble, gobble.
No, wow.
Room is clear!
Really?
Room is clear!
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Snort, snort, snort. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Snort, snort, snort. And he just eats it all.
Is that what the comic would say? Like for Batman's pow, zip, and zap? Like, it would just be gobble, gobble, gobble.
Snort, snort, snort.
Fantastic.
That's exactly.
That's, wow.
And that is the superpower I would like to have.
No. All right.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
If you think people are more attractive with a tan, you like people slightly cooked.
Do you think hookers fart, or do they just let out a little prostitute?
Oh my gosh, that would...
That was worth it.
Come on.
This
is a family show.
Is it?
Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts is with Lee's Tire Company. If it's Round and Rubber Lee's, sell us at leastirecompany.com.
It's a prostitute.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Besides eating cereal with water, which, I mean, we've all done, what's the most outrageous eating sin you've ever witnessed? I just want to say cottage cheese, because I think it's disgusting. It's rotten, curled up milk.
Oh my gosh.
It's so gross, but people enjoy it, so I won't pick on you, even though Scott called you dumpster people earlier
this
morning.
All right, on the game Just Say Yes, where you coerced him to say yes.
Okay. Tomato, tomato. Okay. Come on. So I'm going to say the most outrageous eating sin is ketchup on meat. Stop putting ketchup on meats, including steaks, including burgers, including hot dogs. Knock it off. It's a child's condiment. It's disgusting.
Ketchup on steak, I agree. I'm on board for that. Ketchup on your burger or your hot dog. That is delicious.
No.
That is what, especially on the burger with the works. Like, you get everything on the burger. You have to have ketchup.
No.
It adds that little sweetness.
That's so disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what's your eating sin? Because you've just committed one by putting ketchup on a burger patty.
The first thing that comes to mind is a steak, like a well-done steak. Anything that's over medium in the preparedness of the steak, you've ruined it.
Now, keep in mind, too, that we're asking the eating sins you've witnessed. And things are going off the rails. On our texter, ketchup on cake or cupcakes?
Ugh.
What? Both my boys dip their grilled cheese sandwich in ketchup. What? Kyle puts ketchup on his BLTs instead of tomatoes.
No, that is not an appropriate substitute for the tomato in a BLT.
What is that, a BLK?
That is...
Bacon, lettuce, ketchup?
I guess, yeah. I mean, at that point.
We got another texter saying, sitting at a diner one morning, the gentleman next to me ordered biscuits and gravy, and then he proceeded to dump a half a bottle of ketchup onto his biscuits and gravy.
All right. Yeah. A lot of these are revolving around ketchup, and I think one of the reasons is because of your hatred of ketchup, that people are trying to gross you out.
This whole time in mid-Missouri or the Midwest, I make fun of you eating ranch like it's a drink. Like, ranch is a side in itself. But I think we have more of a ketchup epidemic here.
Ketchup is a very popular condiment.
This is awful.
You're the only one that, like, really, really goes after it.
Ketchup on tuna casserole? What is this world coming to?
Yeah, that's weird.
Ketchup and peanut butter?
That's weird.
What?
Ketchup and peanut butter? Oh, God. All right.
To this day, I cannot eat green beans unless I cover them in ketchup.
All right, yeah. See, all right. That doesn't make any sense.
Aaron, ketchup on prime rib. You can't see this. I'm punching myself in the face ease the pain.
All right, let's change gears here. KCMQ.
Well, personally, I eat bananas in my chili. My daughter mixes applesauce and cottage cheese.
Oh.
And my brother mixes cottage cheese, mac and cheese, and pork and beans.
I want to fight your whole family.
Oh my God.
Including your kid.
That's not.
Is that allowed?
No, it's not.
Can I fight a whole family?
You can't. Lawyers are shaking their head. No, you cannot.
Well, we need to stop talking about this.
Okay. Right,
continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Keystone Light is holding a contest where they'll pay 13 people's rent for a year. Now, that is a great marketing idea. Give people enough money so they can afford a real beer.
Got him. Lego has released a Friends playset to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the iconic TV show. The Courtney Cox figure is almost as plastic as the real Courtney Cox.
And finally, Mia Khalifa, former porn star, says she only made $12,000 in her porn career. I finally found a job that pays less than radio.
That's okay. Wow. No, that's not. That's not true. Come on.
It is.
No.
Best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Now, these are the studies that I can really get behind. This is when I really believe in science. When they come out with a headline saying, watching sports is almost as much of a workout as playing sports.
Wait, that cannot be true.
I'm not making that up.
But there's no way that's the same amount of workout. No way.
So according to this new study, watching sports is almost as much of a workout as playing sports, although they use the term almost kind of loosely.
I would think.
That researchers, brilliant, brainiac researchers,
okay, come on,
the smartest people around at the University of Leeds in England, found that when passionate fans watch their team play in important games, their heart rate was about 64% higher than normal. But see, maybe that's your problem, Trevor. You're not a passionate fan.
Perhaps. I am an incredibly casual sports fan, yes.
So that's about the same increase as you would get from a brisk 90-minute walk.
Really?
So they were quoted in saying in this paper, ultimately, supporting your team gives you a moderate cardiovascular workout.
Interesting. Just from the stress of watching your favorite team play.
Yeah, it sounds like a panic attack is as much as a 90-minute walk. And when their team won, the fans' blood pressure went down, and they got a psychological boost that lasted for days.
Sure, yes, yes, I've witnessed it. You're feeling good.
I mean, I can tell you, being the diehard Blues fan that I am...
Oh, don't, come
on. Since the beginning...
No. No.
Back before they were even a team, I was still rooting for them.
How does that make any sense?
That when they won the Cup of Lord Stanley, I mean, I was on, woo, quite the high.
I was on, woo.
Man, I was high.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Very high.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the coach?
Coach.
That's a...
Duh. Don't have a name. Say, hey, coach. What kind of questions that?
Well done.
What kind of questions that?
No, yeah, absolutely.
But unfortunately, when the team loses, it has the opposite effect, and people feel as depressed as they would if someone close to them had died.
See, and this is why I am a casual sports fan, is because I can't handle the dramatic highs and the low lows. I can't do it.
Well, that's why you're out of shape.
Is that it?
And that's why I am a prime specimen.
Oh, right. Yes.
Of physical activity.
Of course.
When I do none and just watch sports.
Is that it? Yeah.
Because now I have science to back me up. When I'm on the couch and someone's yelling at me, go out and do something. You're so lazy. I'm working out, bitch.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching the Chiefs play. I just did a 90-minute brisk walk.
Right, yes, yeah.
Watching that football game, yeah, thank you very much.
Might I suggest you still do that 90-minute brisk walk? I think that'll be much more beneficial for you.
No thanks, just going to watch sports.
Fantastic.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
You never really tidy up a room. You simply move the clutter to another area.
A belly button is basically a scar from when you got into a knife fight with a guy in a mask after being evicted from your first place. Shout out Jay Finch. Good shower thought, bro.
Good one. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
I need to apologize. I've unleashed the Kraken of hard seltzers.
You did not do this.
I haven't slept. I haven't slept in days. The guilt is overwhelming. I don't know what to do. I came to the airwaves, and I talked about how I really enjoyed the hard seltzers. It was going to be the summer of the claws. Ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws.
It's not true.
The white claws, that is. And then I got the Trulies, and I think Trulies are even better than the white claws. And I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, and then suddenly Natty Light decides to come out with their own hard seltzer, and then not to be shown up, PBR comes out with an even harder seltzer where the alcohol content is just going through the roof. It was at 8%, and we were like, what? What are you doing, PBR? That's too much. But now, yesterday, Four Loko has saying they're coming out with their own hard seltzer that is 14% alcohol by volume. The bropocalypse is upon us.
What's the point at that point? Like, isn't the whole thing with the hard seltzer that it's supposed to be a light, refreshing and low-calorie drink?
Well, of course, Four Loko's not putting calorie counts on there. They don't give a bleep.
Yes.
But no, we were talking about how, it was 5% alcohol with like 90 to 100 calories. Like, it was less calories, higher booze, get you drunk faster, and you don't feel as heavy as drinking beer. And we were thinking, 5% alcohol, woo, yeah, I love it. And then Natty Light comes out at 6%, and you're like, all right, tip my hat to you. Well done, Natty.
Right.
Well done. And then PBR is like, no, hold my seltzer. I'm going to come out at 8%. And now Four Loko's like, oh, that's cute. Toddlers. This is a man seltzer. At 14% ABV.
I just want to make it clear once again to you. You didn't do this. You talking about hard seltzers did not cause the rest of the world to start producing hard seltzers.
Or did it?
It's a
coincidence? There is no such thing as coincidence.
I do believe that this was a thing before you found it. They were noticing a bigger trend, much bigger than you, and it just happened to be the timing of it all. That the timing was coincidental.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. So I gotta ask now.
Four Loko Sour Seltzer. Sour. It's a giant-sized can of malt drink that gets its sour flavor from God knows what.
Right.
Hopefully limes. With a hint of blue raspberry. And again, is 14% ABV enough alcohol, I think, to down a small elephant?
Wow. Okay. I don't think that's accurate either. So I got to ask, as a fan of hard seltzer, Shags, are you now interested in this Four Loko 14% alcohol by volume?
I'm afraid to make a comment about it because I don't know what the future holds.
Oh, really?
I see the power that I've wielded.
Oh, jeez, come on. Don't.
With reckless abandonment.
No, it's not.
And now I'm taking a step back going, man, I got to watch what I say.
I don't know
what's going to come true next. So I'm going to refrain from comment.
Wow. What a great way to not do any work. I'm going to refrain from comment. My voice is so powerful, I don't know what may happen from things that I say.
Thank you for noticing.
Come.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.